where to find free classic films, documentaries, and other movie treats online for free. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. With the Oscars just around the corner, we thought this was a good time to revisit a story from last November about where to find great movies online. Sergio Leone's Fistful of Dollars. You can watch it for free on YouTube. It's just but one of hundreds of films you can stream to your computer on demand for free, legally as well. Dan Coleman, editor of the Open Culture blog, has compiled a list of 100 contemporary, classic, indie, and documentary films you can watch, as well as a list of the best sites to find free films.
I think it just comes down to this. If you're on the budget, or if you have an immediate impulse, watching these films online whenever you want is a great way to go. They're free. They're always there.
Coleman says you can find many good films on the obvious sites like YouTube and Hulu, but there's so much more.
There are several sites that feature great classic films from Hollywood's golden age. These are films that have fallen into the public domain. They could be distributed freely. They offer a great way to watch films by the biggest stars and directors of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s.
So what are some representative films that you've discovered online?
Right now, you can find Bram Stoker's Dracula, which is directed by Francis Ford Coppola with Winona Ryder and Anthony Hopkins. You could find Taxi Driver, Martin Scorsese's great film. And if you're into documentaries, you could find Supersize Me, which was a popular film about the fast food industry by Morgan Spurlock. Then if you're getting into classic films, there's really some wonderful films that you could watch, particularly at the Internet Archive, which is indexing digital culture. And that includes a lot of feature films. They have a series of Charlie Chaplin films and other silent films from the 19-teens. They have 12 Alfred Hitchcock films. They have a good number of really good film noir classics, including John Huston's Beat the Devil with Humphrey Bogart.
This effort began 6 months ago in Porto Vecchio, where we were all to board the ship for Africa. And they were my associates in a quest for uranium. An element not one of them knew the first thing about, except that they'd heard you could get dough for it. Big dough.
If you're looking for some comedy, they have His Girl Friday, a great classic comedy with Cary Grant.
What are some of the more interesting niche sites that you've come across for watching films online?
If you're looking for documentaries, snagfilms.com is a great place to find fairly recent or even very recent documentaries. Indie Movies Online will let you watch indie movies, as the title suggests. Definitely recommend that. If you want films with an international flavor, I would recommend Europa Film Treasures, which has European films. One other item to mention is there are these interesting film community / upload sites, Babelgum and the Film Annex. They both provide a way for filmmakers to upload new creations and to essentially let those films find an audience. So if you're looking for new films, ones that haven't hit theaters, ones that are typically shorter, you could head over to those sites to watch them.
That's Dan Coleman, editor of openculture.com, a site that highlights the best free cultural and educational media on the web. You can find a link to his list of free movies online at futuretense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.